NBC News Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Governor Kay Ivey is advising residents ahead of Hurricane Sally.
I urge everyone to evacuate if you are living in low-lying areas or near the Gulf, Mobile Bay, or even a river if conditions permit.
Hurricane Sally is expected to make landfall either tonight or tomorrow morning, moving up Mobile Bay, bringing 80-mile-per-hour winds and 15 inches of rain or more. It could bring flash flooding and river flooding as well as isolated tornadoes. An emergency disaster declaration order for Alabama was signed by President Trump last night. An attorney for Breonna Taylor's family confirms there's a settlement 6 months after Taylor was shot dead in her home by police. Sam Aguiar says it includes a lot of money. Aguiar added that the deal touches on police reforms as well. Family attorney Ben Crump tweeted, a major update is coming today at 2 p.m. Eastern. There's still no decision on whether the officers involved in Taylor's death will face criminal charges. House Democrats are holding the line on demands for a much larger economic stimulus package.
If it's an extraordinary event, then the congressional COVID-19 pandemic response should be extraordinary as well.
New York's Hakeem Jeffries told reporters that millions of Americans are continuing to suffer. House Dems are locked in a stalemate with the White House and Senate Republicans over another stimulus package. Massachusetts Democrat Catherine Clark accused Senate Republicans of burying their heads in the sand as the crisis goes on. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar to resign. This is after the department allegedly meddled with CDC coronavirus reports. Schumer said every week brings new evidence the Trump administration is totally unequipped to right the ship. And Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says this decade needs to be all about action on climate change. The mayor tells MSNBC living cheaply actually isn't the answer. He says it turns out to be very expensive and Americans need jobs to help them recover from another crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.
Bill Wamsley here. The first thing you're going to have to learn is until you stop expecting the politicians or anyone else to change your life isn't going to change. The only person who can change your life is you, but you need to know how. Listen to my show, The Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to our alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we still have an air quality alert for the Pacific Northwest. More smoke in the area. Hopefully the light showers today will take care of some of that smoke. Yep, mostly cloudy skies with light rain showers at times. High temperatures around 69, 70 degrees. Tonight, slight chance of showers will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 57 for Wednesday. Light showers in the morning, making way to partly sunny skies by the afternoon. We will see patchy fog mixed with smoke. And high temperatures in the upper 60s. Clouds and light rain showers for Wednesday night. Lows back down to about 60.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to At Show Talk Radio to Thrive By. I had a very exciting show for you all today. I am just thrilled and honored. You know, a friend, a colleague of mine, somebody we have had the honor of taking the journey, Claudette Rowley is joining us here today, cultural brilliance, CEO, best-selling author, chief organizational motivator, I would say, somebody that has worked with organizations at their best and organizations not so much at their best for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. Today, I've asked her to come and chat with us so that we can talk about not change the way that we generally talk about change, but change in the way that we've not talked about change before, a new level that is showing up in the world of change. Now, she and I both have organizational experience. We know what it's like to work with cultures. We know what it's like to talk to leadership about change. But this is a new deal. So leading during the age of COVID, climate change, Benny Changer, and human potential, today is what we're talking about. As she takes us on this journey of how her life has moved up and down, navigating the pathways, you know, compass in hand has changed, and what light we can shine today on outcomes perhaps we didn't expect. Claudette, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Pat. I'm so happy to be here.
You and I, before the show, we were chit-chatting, and I said something unusual, but I just want to give a shout-out to people today that one of them, are two of them basically, are on our team that have been in the middle of these fires. And it used to be just the West, but it's not. It's like the West, now Montana. So folks that have really been out there, and we just want people to be safe. Shout out to Bonnie. I know this was tough for Bonnie, one of our folks. But it is part of our conversation today.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is, right?
Yeah.
It's part of the changing conversation, I think, in the conversations I'm having. I'm noticing there's more reality, right? Like, we can't just skip over some of these things anymore because they're extreme.
And I want to say this. I've seen a lot of things in the past 3+ years that I thought I had seen it all. But I'm seeing some things now that makes me accelerate my own personal growth, because we're living in a different time and a different place. You, on the other hand, or maybe in the same vein, you also have taken a new pathway, have gone out and have done something to really bring light and shine your skills as a leader into action now. And I wanted to ask you, how is it that you're seeing what you've written about in Cultural Brilliance, the book, and what you've taught? How are you seeing the importance of that today for its use in the world?
What a great question. So I'm, you know, in addition to being the author of Cultural Brilliance and consulting, I'm also doing about a 3/4-time gig as a leader at a company. And it's a small manufacturing company. We have 40 people. So I've, gotten on, you know, boots on the ground, real world experience of helping to transform this culture and now help lead it through this COVID-19 era. You know, what I found is that the importance of culture cannot be overstated. You know, what I wrote about, what I've spoken about, what I've consulted about, when you bring it to life as a leader of a company and you're really responsible for people, you see the importance of it, right? And one of the things that when COVID started and we were able to determine we were an essential business and that we would stay open, you know, we said to the company, let's have this bring out the best in us, not the worst in us.
Right.
And it was really, I could feel the importance of giving that energetic signal to the company, right? Because, of course, people are terrified. We don't know what this is. We don't know if we're staying open. We don't know if we're getting sick. We don't know, you know, I mean, there are all these questions. No one's ever been here before.
Yeah.
So it really just the reality of having a solid culture, continuing to build on it, and really signaling to people what direction we were heading in, I mean, was incredibly important. You can feel people galvanize around it.
Yeah, and you know what? You nailed something, and I want to just stay with it for a minute, because we say these things and they roll off our tongues, but let's break down what you just said, because each of them has such an important leadership piece. Mm-hmm. You know, myself, you, we are in positions where we had to determine what company, what are we? I had to go to 3 attorneys and 2 accountants to get a consensus that we were an essential company. Mm-hmm. And so it really, I mean, people think, well, why couldn't you figure that out for yourself? Well, we could. But, you know, in the world we live in, we were on unsure footing.
Mm-hmm.
Check, double check, triple check,
mm-hmm.
out of the gate. But then when we did, we were faced with some decisions that, I mean, I've had to make decisions, but I think these were some of the toughest
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Whether to keep people, not keep people, redirect the business, do a different line of business.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been facing the same things?
Not quite as much as a lot of other businesses have, and that's only out of sheer luck. And that's because we make a product that supplies the medical device industry and the defense industry. And those companies remain stable and or actually increase their orders in the medical device side. So because of that, we didn't have to face the same, I know, like you said, a lot of people have had to come up with new business lines or redirect their entire business. So we weren't faced with that as much. We have grappled with our supply chain issues, which make a lot of sense, right, and scrambling
right.
around that. Yeah.
Right. And, it, you know, so somebody asked me, what do you think, I want to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
What do you think when you step back out of this, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you know what people call me, Pollyanna Patty, Pistol Pack and Patty, you know, Ping Pong Patty, whatever the Patty is, they always have a question
yeah.
about how glass half empty, half full. And I always say the glass is overflowing. And I was asked how.
Mm-hmm.
So here, there's a why. Why do I say that? Simple, ridiculous thing. You ready?
I am.
In the world we live in, we have been begging for all of the multimedia Zooms and Skypes of the world to upgrade their stuff.
Mm.
We had to do nothing for Zoom to upgrade its stuff. And so it's an odd benefit from this,
mm-hmm.
but it's an important one that could have taken another 18 months.
True.
Are you seeing those kinds of, I don't know, coincidences in your everyday world? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely seen some of them personally. And then I think at work, you know, it's just been, what we found was, you know, we did a lot of pragmatic things like, you know, we had to make sure, you know, the virus doesn't come into the business was the number one concern, right? So we have sanitation protocols. We have protocols around, of course, people are wearing masks. I'm not right now because I'm in my office with my door
yeah.
shut, you know.
Me too.
But otherwise I would be, you know, wearing one. And what I found is it increased ownership. It increased people's engagement in certain ways. Not everybody, but the majority, right? So you started to see things that might have taken us longer in terms of people development or organizational development accelerated. Right, people mm-hmm. stepping in to run certain things. Like, we never had sanitation teams before because we have cleaners that come into the business. Now we have these. Someone has to run that. You know, so it was more like, what are the needs of the business now, and how do we change on the dime to meet it? I think the other piece, and this is super pragmatic, but it was very much, you know, reading tons of research studies, being out on top of the science, really understanding what do we need to do to stay ahead of this and not keep reacting to it. And that to me is just, we could have gone so many different ways, but the fact that we were able to say, okay, let's get ahead of this was huge. And I think that role models a lot for other people.
I want to talk about
action.
That with you for a minute when we
yeah.
come back from break, because one of the things that we use language like systems approach.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just talked about is really at the core of a systems approach,
mm-hmm.
because one of the things it takes is to think proactively,
right.
you know, to be ahead, to really try to jump ahead and guess maybe or use your
yeah.
intuition. I use my
mm-hmm.
intuition quite a bit.
Yeah.
But when we take a look at a systems approach to COVID, you know, are we able to see all the dots and how they connect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are we able to see, for example, the exponential